6:30 a.m. and I'm ready for a day at the fire station. It's a 24-hour shift and there's never a dull moment. As soon as all four crew members are here, we have breakfast. French toast, sausage, and milk. I can't wait until I take the first syrup-smothered bite, but wait. Being a fire explorer is exciting and fun, but also has plenty of responsibilities. We get certified for CPR and learn a few other EMS procedures. My favorite part of the program are the ride-alongs. This is when a fire explorer spends the entire day at the fire department and does everything a career firefighter does. And yes, the shifts start bright and early. My dad has learned a lot since I started the Fire Explorers program. He had some pretty stereotypical notions about firefighters.
You just thought they got to ride those cool trucks and they got to slide down that pole. And I'm sure people who are older than me, they still never see a female firefighter. It's just always the typical big husky guy who eats chili and slides down the pole. And sometimes in my head, if I had to draw a firefighter, it probably wouldn't look like Amanda, but now I think differently.
I think it's really funny how, well, when I hear you say it, and I'm sure I've heard other people, when they ask me about it, they say, oh, do you get to ride down the pole, and do you ever hit people with a fire hose? And they think it's really exciting, but for me, the exciting thing is, oh my gosh, guys, I just put out my first grass fire, and I just did a report on it. I put out my first grass fire on a July afternoon. When we arrived on scene, I was not so happy to see a big circle of smoke rising from the ground. The adrenaline really kicked in when I was assigned to attach the hose to the fire hydrant. Suddenly, all my training was ready to pay off. Except for one thing. This hydrant was rusted shut. It took all four crew members to pry the yellow monster open. I blasted the water at the field in front of me till every sign of fire was non-existent. In the end, I was very proud of myself and also very sweaty.
The biggest thing that we see is maturity.
As the director of the Fire Explorers program, Patrick Grubbs sees the growth in his teenage volunteers.
Learn to take responsibility. If you let someone down in the fire service, that means people's lives.
What characteristics does someone need to have to be a good firefighter?
You have to have all the same things that make someone a good person in general. You have to be loving, caring, willing to put someone else before yourself. We miss meals, we do other things like that that most people don't do to serve others, and that's primarily what our job is to serve others.
I've met a lot of friends in the program, but currently I'm the only girl in our group of 15. Patrick says that this isn't uncommon among Winston-Salem firefighters.
There's not as many females as there has been. They kind of fluctuate up and down, but currently they're at a low time for Winston-Salem.
So I guess that my dad's notions about female firefighters weren't too far off. In a career where I will be one of the few female firefighters, I know I will need a lot of family support. I asked my dad about that.
I think about your grandparents and your grandma. If you called today and you said, I'm a firefighter, your grandma would get this curled up face and go, what? And your grandpa would be so proud. He'd be dancing around like the happy Santa. I was kind of in the grandma mode when I first started thinking about this firefighter thing, but now I'm more in the grandpa mode.
There are two things I've learned in the program. One is respect. I always have to listen to the station captain. The second thing is being aware of my surroundings no matter what the situation. A crash scene may look completely cleaned up, but you should still be aware of oil spills or debris that may be a hazard. I plan to take the agility test to become a firefighter when I turn 18 and attend a technical college to take firefighting courses after I finish high school. Now that I have been a fire explorer for nearly 3 years, I hope to become a full-time career firefighter. For Radio 101, I'm Amanda Whalen. Killing, door busting, smoke breathing warrior. Fully geared up and sledgehammer swinging warrior. A ladder throwing, wall crawling, body searching wild man. A highly heated room feeling, smoke crawling blind man. A dead man reviver and finder of all survivors. An engine driver, lights and sirens.
body dragger, car cribbing, foam spitting, loading, going body bagger, roof sounding, trench cutting, ventilating, axe man, power tool toting and roping, high rise Pac Man. I war with the devil in backdrafts and flashes with halogens and hydrants and 500 GPMs blasting. It looks like